Very true. I received it last night at 9:31 p.m.
What were the contents?
That I was no longer the vice president of Zimbabwe with immediate effect, full stop. And he quoted section 106, 1B, which I tried to check in the constitution and I didn't get it. There's only section 1. Maybe he wanted to say section 2B.
And what did you say you did?
In fact, he was saying you were doing things that were not supposed to be done by yourself, which include, maybe if you can give me a second so that I can say what it says. This I'm now reading from 2B of the Constitution because there is no 1B. It says, conduct of vice president, ministers or deputy ministers, act in any way that is inconsistent with their office or expose themselves to any situation involving the risk of a conflict between their official responsibilities and private interests. And those are the things, if I am given a chance to meet our committee in the party, those are the things that they should ask me to explain if they have them. That I have been doing.
Have you accepted the order by the president to step down?
I am not a fighting character. My background, I'm a trained person. When you receive an order from your senior, you carry it out right through. If you have anything to question about that order, you find your way of questioning it. I signed for that letter. This morning, I even wrote a letter of acknowledgement and even thanking him for his immense contribution in my life. And that's how we were taught in ZANLA. That's how we were brought up in ZANU PF.
What about your position in the party? Are you going to remain a member of ZANU PF or you are considering opting out?
I am, mind you, I don't know any other party other than ZANU PF. And that's my party. And I will die in ZANU PF.
Do you feel safe in Zimbabwe, judging from the attacks that we have seen and some party youths threatening you and your families?
Zimbabwe is my country. And mind you, whatever has been going on, I had not been able to give my side of story to the people. And only today I managed to release my second statement to the papers, trying to give a bit of the narration of the other side of story. So being an elite nation, people are reading and beginning to see which is which. So with time, people will begin to see what really went wrong.